A reading from the second book of Samuel. Nathan said to David, "Thus says the Lord God of Israel, I anointed you king of Israel. I rescued you from the hand of Saul. I gave you your Lord's house and your Lord's wives for your own. I gave you the house of Israel and of Judah. And if this were not enough, I could count up for you still more. Why have you spurned the Lord and done evil in his sight? You have cut down Uriah the Hittite with the sword. You took his wife as your own, and him you killed with the sword of the Ammonites. Now therefore the sword shall never depart from your house, because you have despised me and have taken the wife of Uriah to be your wife." Then David said to Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord." Nathan answered David, "The Lord on his part has forgiven your sin. You shall not die." A reading from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 7, verses 36 to chapter 8, verse 3. Then Jesus turned to the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? When I entered your house, you did not give me water for my feet, but she has bathed them with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but she has not ceased kissing my feet since the time I entered. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she anointed my feet with ointment. So I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven because she has shown great love." The Gospel of the Lord. In the past few weeks, I've spent a fair amount of time talking with couples preparing for marriage. They are often caught up in the many details of reserving the church and the reception hall, or choosing invitations and selecting clothing and flowers for the wedding. We have to make a conscious effort to take time to talk about those things that are most important for the long-term health of their marriage. Things like fostering a love that will sustain them in the daily irritations that will surely come. Or things like the ability to forgive and restore trust when they fail to be as loving as they want to be. At times like these, I am reminded of a romantic movie from the 1970s with one line that was very popular at the time. "Love means never having to say you're sorry." Sadly, that mentality has often contributed to increasing rather than lessening conflict in marriages and in other relationships as well. Love means never having to say you're sorry. Quite the opposite is true. Rather, love gives us the courage to say, "I'm sorry." In fact, love opens our eyes to the very need to say, "I'm sorry." Love alone shows us how to look into the depths of another person and see what our offense has done to the other. That look, that vision, that awareness is the beginning of repentance, and it is absolutely essential to any long-term relationship. In today's first reading, we meet David, king of Israel. Because he is king, he seems to think he can take whatever he wants. So he sends Uriah to the front line of battle, knowing that he will be killed, and David will be free to take Uriah's wife. This is a terribly selfish offense, not only against Uriah and Bathsheba, but also against God, who has loved David deeply and has chosen him as king over his people. David has abused the power God gave him, and God sends the prophet Nathan to confront him. What's remarkable is that David's repentance is immediate once he hears Nathan, precisely because he recognizes that he has violated God's gracious love. The gospel tells us of a sinful woman who expresses her repentance in such an extravagant and public way that it raises the eyebrows of Jesus' host. But Jesus sees it for what it is, the sign of a woman profoundly touched by grace. We can only imagine what brought her to this moment. What had she heard of Jesus? Had she been in the crowds who listened to his preaching? Had she encountered him on the road and experienced his silent, non-judgmental look of love? Whatever it was, she is now drawn to Jesus, the one who loves her unconditionally. That love prompts her contrition. And in return, Jesus' forgiveness intensifies her love. None of us can stand before God and claim sinlessness. But like David, and like this unnamed woman, we have come to believe that God's love is greater than our sin. In the words of St. Paul, we live by faith in the Son of God who has loved us and given himself up for us. Being loved so deeply gives us the courage to approach God and anyone else our sins have hurt and say most sincerely, I am sorry.